This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today, Kim and I are talking to Darren and Ginger Barney from Elite Worldwide. This was originally recorded as a webinar that we were doing with them, and the topic is one of the most important topics that we've ever talked about. And that is the idea of making sure that you have everything in place so that if something happens to you, or if something happens to one of your key people in your business, or if something happens to one of your loved ones that's going to take you out of your business for a while, to make sure that you have everything in place that is going to keep that business running so that the people who are depending on you, those being your team at your business and your customers, because those people are depending on you for your business to be open and to be there providing for their livelihood and to be there providing for their auto repair needs. We're going to take a second and we're going to thank our sponsors, and then we're going to get right into this episode. I really appreciate you listening in today. And this is one of those where I really hope that you will take it to heart and then go put these things that we talk about into action, because it will make all the difference in your life, and it will give you peace of mind, and it will give the people who are depending on you peace of mind. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to right out of the box. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com.
Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're at. I'm Darren Barney with Elite. I'm here with my wife, Ginger, today, and also speaking with Brian and Kim Walker from Shop Marketing Pros, one of the best marketing companies out there. And we're really honored to be able to meet with them today and talk about something that's really near and dear to all of our hearts. It's planning to be unexpected, you know, things that happen in life when you think you got things going good, and then all of a sudden something happens and your life goes in an unexpected direction. So we have all gone through loss this year, and we were talking and thought it would be a good thing for us to kind of get together and just discuss our experiences and kind of share some insights and takeaways and things that we've learned, and hope to, you know, help you out on your journey and trying to figure out what fits best for you and your business and things. So Brian and Kim, do you guys want to introduce yourselves a little bit, and then we'll have Ginger go?
Yeah, sure. Brian, you better do it, because, you know, we'll be here a while.
Well, we are Brian and Kim Walker. We're the owners at Shop Marketing Pros. We've been in the industry for quite a while as both shop owners and now, you know, the owners of Shop Marketing Pros. We love this industry. Grateful to be here with y'all today.
That's great. Thank you, Brian. Miss Kim?
Oh, okay. Well, he kind of said it. I mean, we're kind of tag team in this and partnered up. But yeah, I mean, I'm just really happy to be here, and especially for this topic, just to kind of touch on some things. And no matter how often I post about this, there's always somebody who's like, oh yeah, I got to do that. Oh yeah, I got to do that. So I almost feel like there's this obligation to just wear people out with this topic, because not only do you reach new people when you talk about this, but also it's a reminder to the people who heard it or saw it before, and they say, oh yeah, I said I was going to do something about that. So yeah, I mean, Brian really introduced who we were. I'm just really happy to be here with y'all, and maybe just slap some people in the face and say, it's time to take care of this.
They're both very humble people, but it's something that we use at our own shop at Barney Brothers. They're a wonderful marketing company, and we've connected with a lot of their team and spent time with JR and all the wonderful people they have on their staff. And if you're looking for a good marketing company, they're wonderful to work with. They're really good people, and they actually genuinely care about you as a customer. And anyway, this is not a sales pitch. It's just, I really like them as people and also like them as a business as well. So anyway, Ginger, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit? You haven't done one of these podcasts with me before yet.
No, it's good to be here. I'm Ginger, Darren's wife. We've owned our shop for 22 years. And I've been there from the beginning, so it's been fun, a fun journey to be there with them, and then part of the lead as well the last few years. It's been great to help other shop owners to make their lives better and to help them reach their goals and their dreams and live better lives. So I'm grateful for this opportunity to talk with you and hopefully give you some more insight on how you can prepare and to do things to make life better.
It's great. Perfect. it's something that we dealt with this earlier this year. Ginger's mom actually passed away. She'd had some health concerns and issues, and we were amazed at how smooth things went because her mom had taken care of everything and had done all the preparation. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So my mom died earlier this year. Sorry. I told myself I wasn't getting emotional and I'm going to anyway. Sorry. She was a widow. My dad had died about 15 years ago. So she was on her own. I had no idea how much preparation she had put into everything to make it so easy for my sister and I, from knowing that she had life insurance. When we went to the cemetery and we went to the funeral, well, we didn't have to worry about finances and we didn't have to stress about how we're going to pay for all this. And we could just do what we needed to do for us and what we knew she wanted for her as well. She had everything from, she went ahead and paid for everything at the cemetery, her plot. She had everything lined out, ready to go. And then after all of that, we had to go through the will and meet with the attorney. And the attorney's like, I've never had anyone just come and not have any arguments or fights about anything because it was all just laid out black and white how things were going to go. And I was just so grateful that she had put the work in ahead of time so that while we were grieving her loss, it was so much easier because your emotions are so high during that time. It just gave me the chance to actually process and deal with those emotions and not worry about all of the other stuff that has to be taken care of. So now going through that personally and living it, I now realize the importance of that and doing that ahead of time.
Thank you, Ginger. It was awesome. I know it's hard to talk about, but it's that emotional context that helps people understand how serious this is, you know, and coming from the outside, it was really cool because her and her sister are really close and to have them not fighting over the house and all of these things that are material things, but that can be really a real thing and to have it all black and white and they'd already agreed on things and it was so smooth and it was like just things fell into place and worked out, but it was all that prep work that was done ahead of time. Versus the chaos that can happen when things aren't. So we've been talking a lot here, guys. Yeah, Bridie Kim, I know you guys have just gone through this too. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I'll start with mine because my mom also passed away in January. I think it was right around the same time as yours, if I remember correctly. Brian just lost his mom very recently. Mine wasn't as smooth as yours, Ginger. My mom really didn't have anything, but she had done some preparation and she had made some things very clear to us. I knew that she had life insurance. It wasn't anything major. It was just enough to like cover what needed to be covered. But until you go through it, you don't think about this aspect of it. So my mom was on a very tight income and, you know, did not live in any stretch of the imagination an extravagant life. She had what she needed. The fact that she dedicated funds every month to pay that life insurance. When the time came and, you know, I turned that, you know, whatever you do, you call and you claim it or whatever. I know my sister saying very close. I'm one of four living. There were five of us, but my brother passed away 23 years ago, but there were four of us alive when my mom passed. And I thought there might be a little bit of arguing about this or arguing about that, but there wasn't. Everybody was on the same page. It was really wonderful that it went the way it went. But my older sister, I remember her texting me saying, I'm just so moved by how our mom sacrificed the little bit that she paid on that life insurance policy every month just to make sure that we didn't have to worry about anything. And then sitting there at the funeral home going through the plan, I thought that she had completed her whole thing because I remember specifically her going and the funeral home had a record of her picking up the packet, but not her returning it. But she had talked to us. She had shared across the board with all of us what her wishes were and what she wanted. So that was super helpful. And just though for me, the biggest frustration, and I think a lot of people who are in that sandwich generation where you're taking care, you're still raising kids, even though our kid is a young adult, but you're also caretaking for your parents, that in that moment, gosh, for probably the last 2 years, she was changing passwords at least weekly, possibly daily in some situations. And I had bought her 4 or 5 different because she would lose them, like password keepers. And so one big thing I know for sure as we kind of continue unpacking this topic is, actually, I have her password keeper right here on my desk. But afterwards, having to close accounts and log into this and log into that and, you know, call and talk to these people was having the passwords for everything. And so that was just a big deal and having to work through that. But I had access to her email so I could change her passwords. But I think that's something people don't think about is when you have an elderly person you're taking care of, especially if they're battling, you know, mindfulness, dementia, that sort of thing, is having access to that information is going to be very helpful.
Very helpful. Can you imagine trying to get access to someone's email when they passed away and you don't have access to it? How do you change passwords? How do you access any of that stuff without knowing that? I'm really glad you had those passwords. You know, that's a good, really good thing.
Yeah. Well, I had the passwords, but it was a series of, I did a lot of changing passwords, but it just also helps when you have to call, you know, the electricity company or the cell phone company or whatever to have something because they're trying to help you. But it's also very, like you said, Ginger, it's a very emotional kind of time and just makes things easier. It doesn't have to be so complicated.
Yeah, for sure. Brian, do you have anything you'd like to share, my friend?
You know, with my mom, well, my mom didn't have a password. She didn't have a single password because she didn't do anything that would require her to have a password for anything. They never had internet or anything like that. But when she passed away, she didn't have much. Everything fell below the limits of needing to do probate or anything like that. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, my sister and I are going to the bank. We're just splitting what was left in there, you know, 50-50. There really wasn't much there. So it was a pretty simple process. But the part of this topic that I get passionate about is, you know, all of us sitting here in a very different situation, especially right now. You know, so we're talking about three ladies right now who passed away as seniors. Well, people die every day that are young, you know, that they think that they don't need to prepare for any of this. They think they don't have to have any of this together. And then some of them have complexities in life, like the fact that they own a business. Something that's super important to me is that, like, if something happened to me or me and Kim, that this business would continue, that, you know, our 46 employees wouldn't find themselves out of a job the next day, and our hundreds of clients wouldn't find themselves with no marketing company. And Kim has done the math when it comes to our team of just how many mouths are fed. You know, so going beyond our team, like their family that they help them. What's that number, Kim?
177.
So it's 177 people right now that, you know, they depend on this company to open and do work tomorrow.
Of course.
And if something happened to the two of us, you know, we're constantly traveling, then what would happen to the company? And we've gone through this entire process of making sure that if that ever did happen, that there's continuity in place.
That's right. And it's so important. I mean, Brian, you think about it. You live life to the fullest, as do I. We're always out doing, four-wheeling and doing things in the outdoors and just living life. And it can happen. We actually had it happen to a client at Elite that was flying in a plane. He was flying to a funeral and crashed. And both him and the guy in the plane with him passed away. And he's a young guy. I don't remember. He was in his 40s. He had just started with his coach working on a continuation plan, but they didn't finish it. And so that poor wife, who knew nothing about the automotive industry, nothing, was dragged into trying to figure out what to do with passwords, what to do with, you know, employees, what to do with all that stuff. Luckily, his coach stepped in and helped them through that transition. But what a terrible thing for everybody involved. Can you imagine that poor wife? You know, I talked to her on the phone and she was just like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, it's okay, we'll help you, but what happens when all the people show up at work the next day and the owner's passed away? And there's no clear guidance. There's no direction. Everybody's just lost and confused. I mean, it doesn't matter. Vendors, I mean, everybody is now wondering who's going to pay the bills? Who's going to take care of this? Who's going to feed those mouths? And it's so important that we take this serious and work on and think about what it takes to build a good continuation plan, right?
This started for me by, we met Malin Newton in Vegas. It's probably been 5 or 6 years ago, the first time that we met him. We sat down for dinner with him and he told us this story. And Malin passed away. It was early this year or late last year?
It was late last year.
Yeah, I think late 2024. He just, recent enough, passed away, but I had the opportunity to interview him on our podcast probably a year prior to that. Malin, in 2014, I'm pretty sure, he was out riding his motorcycle and had a stroke while he was riding his motorcycle. So he crashed the motorcycle, broke a bunch of bones and everything. And then he goes into the hospital. And while he's in the hospital, he has a major stroke in the hospital. So he's out for 6 months. The doctors had told him, or not told him, told his family, if he comes through the other side of the stroke, he will be a non-functioning human being. And you think about that. But he had put things in place in his business that allowed it to continue. But he talks in the podcast that we recorded, one of the things that, like, you could tell it was so much on his mind. He talks multiple times about the stress that it put his family through, and not just his wife, a lot of it on his wife. And he had the stuff in place, but she now has to step into a business and run a business that she knows nothing about, just like what you were talking about. And he's still alive, so it's not always death that brings these things on. It can be, just a catastrophic event that all of a sudden takes you out of the business and somebody else has to step in and run it. And, what's in place to make sure that that happens? And I know that, like, as a coach, you probably talk to your clients a lot and you're probably asking people, could you take a week-long vacation? Could you take a month out of your business? We like to think about that from a standpoint of the freedom that we get from it, but that are so much more important than just the freedom that we get from it. Because if you can leave your business for a month, chances are you've got a pretty solid business that will continue in your absence, in a longer term or in a permanent absence. But, like, these are just such important things to be thinking about.
As we're talking about, I'm remembering two other situations that have come up recently with really good friends of mine. One of them not in the automotive industry, one of them in the automotive industry. One of them, the spouse, very suddenly passed away. From an outside perspective, I always thought that the wife had everything handled in control. Like, she seemed like she was the one, but come to find out she wasn't. And that went just like we're all talking about here. Very shockingly, very traumatic. In my mind, I don't know this for sure. In my mind, if it were me, I would have a hard time grieving because I would be in administrative mode, right? Got to take care of things, got to handle stuff, got to do, and can't process what has happened. But the other one, the person didn't pass away, but suddenly was faced with an extreme medical situation where they essentially had to close their shop for, do you remember this one, Brian? A month or two, maybe it was 3 months. But not only are you thinking about planning and preparing for if you're gone suddenly, but also, like, gone permanently, but gone temporarily, like, for people to be able to take over and handle things. So I think that's a piece of it as well.
A lot of times shop owners don't know where to start. And I think that that's where, we did at Elite, this was really a cool thing, is we started doing bus books, which means that if you were hit by a bus tomorrow, what do people need to know to run your position? And it was such a cool thing for the entire team to start doing this and thinking about what happens if, I was gone. What do people need to know about my particular position? It creates a strategic thinking, but it also, creates a plan so that when something happens and somebody leaves the company, or someone, heaven forbid, passes away, or they need to take 6 months off to go take care of a family member, whatever it is, you've got a book that you can go and reference, and it's got things in it like, this is what I do here, and this is who I contact here, and this is my this. And there's so much power in having those. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've had to use them, even at Leap in the last 3 years, where somebody leaves the company and we can go and just get their bus book, go through it and look at it, and everything is there. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. This is where they did for this, or this is what they did here. I mean, it's so easy to start doing. I mean, it takes a big leap of faith to do it. It's like, well, this is mortality. It's never going to happen to me. But what happens if it does?
Yeah. And I think that looking at it from a proactive standpoint instead of a reactive. You know, when it happens and you're not planned, your family's not prepared, you haven't done what needs to happen, they're now just handling whatever comes their way. But when you're approaching it from a planned perspective, you've got like a checklist, like you're going to need this first. Here's this. You're going to need this. It's almost like it's just such a reassuring place to be, putting someone in that posture of being able to just follow the guideline. I know that I personally have extreme, I probably feel too safe, too positive, too comfortable with what Brian has done because, you know, he's got our close family friend, obviously JR, like he's recorded videos. There, one person has the code to our safe and knows exactly where to go. It's laid out what to do, who to talk to, and all of this stuff. I probably feel too comfortable. We were just talking about it this morning and he's like, well, he's like, I'm failing because I need to go in and make sure it's updated, like make sure there's not, you know, so there's that piece of it too, the planning, the preparation, the thinking ahead, creating a checklist sort of, but then also keeping it updated.
The thing that we actually have a program that we're working on at Elite and they're getting close to doing it. Something Matt Lofton and Joe and everybody have been working on is it's actually a continuation plan. So the shop owners can come in and have us help them build, you know, get this continuation plan done for their individual business. Because I know as a shop owner, you're in the trenches, you're constantly running around putting out fires, you're doing all these things. You don't have time to do this. I mean, you think you don't. The thing is then when you don't make the time, then things happen and then everybody else is forced to do it for you. But it's important that as a shop owner, to those of you who are watching this, that you do start thinking through a continuation plan and what that means for you. Reach out to Elite. We actually have a continuation plan that we give all of our clients and we can easily send that to you. We also have a program that I just mentioned that will help you, that we come in and if you're not a client, we'll come in and help you to build this. But it's a matter of just simply starting doing SOPs, which are standard operating procedures. Okay. There's so much power that comes from doing SOPs and I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but SOPs are what allows you to duplicate your business and what allows you to maximize everything about your business. When you start thinking strategically about what each person does and how they can make each thing better, your business improves. And plus, you've got a continuation plan for the future. So, I mean, the easiest thing to do is start with an SOP. Some people are using Trainual. Some people use Way We Do, which is a great program. Some people just go and they'll literally create a OneNote file. There's all kinds of online resources. You can even let chat know, which I know Brian's a big fan of AI and things, but you can even let chat know you're needing to build this and it'll give you a good starting plate and it's free. You know, you just have to go in and start somewhere.
Well, even the people who, like, if they have the time to do it, they don't know where to start. They don't know what to do for this. And, you know, we'll often think about things like putting a will in place. You know, probably everyone who is listening to this has heard that they need to have a will. But beyond that, you know, it's a simple, like Kim's talking about her mom's passwords. Well, in a business, how many passwords are there? Who is a signer on the checks at the bank? So if Kim and I were to both get hit by that proverbial bus, we have it designed that, like JR, he will end up owning a piece of this business along with our son. But then it hit me one day, like we were actually driving to our EOS meeting. JR's in the back seat of the car, you know, all three of us in one vehicle. And I'm like, we fly to conferences together. Like the three of us are together a lot. So that could, you know, create a situation where my 23-year-old son all of a sudden owns a business by himself, who knows nothing about business, who knows nothing about the automotive space, who knows nothing about marketing. And all of a sudden, he's the owner of this business. So, you know, I went in and created videos for him, not on how to run a business, but basically on how to exit the business while maintaining the continuity of the business. Because none of my team want him to be their boss.
And he doesn't want to be either.
No, he doesn't want anything to do with it. So you can't just, like, you go create a will, but are you creating a will where someone is going to inherit a business that has no business owning a business? You know, they're not qualified to do it. And you put someone who's not qualified to do it at the helm of the ship, that ship is going to sink.
You have to also think about the want. Like, we're EOS people, so we think about get it, want it, capacity for it. Depending on, hopefully not, that happening. Brian, myself, and JR. Today, our son doesn't want it. He's very busy where he is. He also doesn't get it. And that said, we know that he has some entrepreneurial spirit. We know that he wants to own a business at some point. So, you know, depending on when it happens, that's why you have to have that continuation, the continuance that you were talking about, because 5 years from now, Brian will probably instead be saying, here's how to exit. Here's the advisors you need to reach out to make the decision on what to do next. You know, so it's just like it's constantly evolving. It's just constantly evolving. And I think that you have to, we have those conversations with our son. And so we would know when the time comes that, okay, that needs to be adjusted. But you have to look, people don't want to talk about this stuff. It's uncomfortable, but you have to talk about it. I mean, I had to ask my mom, Mom, when you die, this is what I think you want to happen. Is this what you still want to happen? I mean, I had to had to bring myself to the moment to have that conversation and to, like Brian says a lot, rip the Band-Aid off and just get down to it. That's something people have to, look, we're adults and we have to act like adults sometime.
If you don't have a will and you die, guess what? The government's going to come in and tell you where that money should go. Do you really want the government coming in and telling you where your money and your business and everything that you've got built in your life? Do you want them telling you where it should go? Or would you rather have the say and say that I want it to do this, this, and this? And that's what doing a will and going and talking with somebody that knows what they're doing can do. It's that simple. I mean, if you don't, the government will come in, it'll go into probate and it'll get tied up and all the money, everything is tied up. You can't do anything with it. Going into just spending the $2,500 or whatever, I think that's what it runs now for a basic will setup. It may not even be that much. But to go in and get that done, and they can tell you, do you want to put your stuff into a family trust? Do you want an irrevocable trust? Or do you want it? How do you want it set up? And they can work you through all of these different things so that you're protected and your family's protected.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in, with profit-boosting features that work the way you need them to right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust, customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text-to-pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind, your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. You know, what's the old saying? There's two things that are for certain in life, death and taxes. You know, we're essentially talking about those two things right now. We haven't gotten to the tax part yet, but when you first start your business, it's not really worth anything, usually. You know, in the early stage of a business, you're probably leaving somebody more of a liability than you are an asset. But there becomes a time when that business builds value and you've got a serious asset there. If you do die, even if you have a will and everything in place, if you've done all of this stuff, but you haven't done any kind of tax planning, like that's one of the next things that we really have to do. We haven't done this yet. is, you know, so somebody inherits a business that's worth, you know, $5-10 million, the taxes that they're going to end up paying on that are crazy. And there's things that you can do now that will make a major reduction in those taxes. And then on things like your home, you know, if you own your home and that somebody is going to inherit that, you know, the things that you can do with trusts that are going to minimize the tax burden are just huge. So you have to not only do the will, but like talk to an estate planning professional, who your financial advisor, your estate planner, all of these things. Like, you have to build a team of people as you build wealth in your life to make sure that if something did happen to you, you're not just passing a big old tax burden to your kids.
There's so much that goes into that. It's just a matter, though, of taking those first steps, though, and reaching out to an attorney and asking about getting that stuff done. You know, my coach, when we were at Leap, he told us, he's like, what happens if Darren dies or Chad dies? Do you want to be doing business? You know, he asked me, he said, do you want to be doing business with Melissa, which is Chad's wife? And it's like, I love Melissa, but I don't want to do business with her. She doesn't, I mean, we're friends and I love her. She's my sister, right? But I don't want to be doing business with her. She doesn't know anything about the off-road industry. If something was to happen to me, it's the same thing for Chad. Chad could deal with Ginger, but what Key Man Life Insurance does, which is another thing we didn't know about, if I was to pass away, there's a check that goes to, you know, Ginger to buy, that goes to Ginger to buy me out, so that Chad then takes over the full shop. He owns it now, and the money's there to pay her off so that she doesn't have to worry. Or if something happens to Chad, then the money goes to Melissa. So it automatically buys out the partner and takes care of that spouse so that I don't have to worry about whatever happens to Ginger. If I pass away, the money's there to support her and our kids and everything else. So there's all these things that you don't know, but once you get involved and you find the right people, like Brian just said, they help you to make good decisions next.
When you start looking at these things, it seems expensive to do it, but it's literal drops in the bucket, you know, in the scheme of things.
It's nothing. It really is nothing. Every year I grumble to myself when I see this, we do, I think it's due in July or something. And I see that the check come through because for whatever reason, we set it up to do it yearly rather than monthly. And to this day, I still don't know why we did it that way. But I always grumble about it, but it's such a nice thing knowing that if something happens to me, Ginger's taken care of. She's out of the business. Chad's got it. And Chad's taken care of. So it's not, you know, I mean, there's just so much more to it than the little bit of money that it is, because it's nothing. If it was monthly, I wouldn't even see it. But it's when it's a yearly thing, I grumble.
You know, this doesn't necessarily relate, but indirectly it does. This was something that Brian did, gosh, probably 10 years ago, is we had this guy that walked in just off the street to sell us, was it insurance, Brian? I don't remember what he was selling.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, we share brains, so I thought he knew right where I was going. But he walked into our office and he sat down, and it was his first day back to work after his son passed away. And he was talking, I think it was like about 30 days or so after his son passed away that he was back to work. It was first day talking to us. And I think that appointment was more of a God divine appointment than anything. We did not buy anything from him, but he had this comfortable space to open up and talk to us. And I think it ended up being something good for all of us. But the thing is, he left and I was shook. And I guess Brian must have been shook enough to do this, but he got insurance that if something happened to our son,
it would pay for someone to replace Kim in the business, because I know that she would be, it would destroy me if something happened to my son. But I would also somewhat quickly be able to get back to work. Kim, on the other hand, it would be devastating. She would be useless in the business. So this was insurance that would allow us to hire someone to replace her in the business if anything ever happened to our son. That was actually something that Malin brought up in the podcast, where you'll have a person who, the business owner, and their spouse gets cancer or something, doesn't pass away, but now they're having to go spend all of their time taking care of their spouse or taking care of a child or something like that. You have to have things in place that will allow you to do that. And it could be insurance policies, but it also could just be what we were talking about where you've built a business that you don't have to be in every day. I know that in our business right now, if something happened that Kim and I had to step out of our business for a year, I am 100% certain that I would come back to a business that has grown and is better than it was when I left it a year from now. And that's without us being there for an entire year. I know that as a, that's a fact. And the comfort that I get, like, we still have that insurance policy just because it is pennies, but we don't need that at this point.
Well, and that's something that we need to talk about. You've mentioned it, but I believe in it. I'm much earlier in the process than you guys are, but EOS, guys, is wonderful. If you haven't looked into that as a shop owner or as a manager, look into EOS. It's Employee Operating System. And it, I mean, there's a bunch of good books on it. Traction is my favorite. I also love Rocket Fuel, but we've gone through it and we're still going through it. And you go through and you actually help to understand every asset of your business and how everything works and structure. And it helps out so much with creating clarity for the team. It is something really worth looking into. And I'm not sponsored by EOS, neither Brian and Kim. It's just something that it is very powerful. And Ginger's been involved with us, with ours. And we've had some bumps in the roads with integrators and other things, but it's part of developing clarity of knowing the future of the business and getting you out further back so you can work on the big picture planning and work on continuation plans and all of this stuff, wills and things like that. But it really helps you bring clarity. And there's so many shop owners that we work with that are using EOS and they've just been amazed at what happens with the business.
EOS is the reason that I can confidently say what I just said. You know, before that, we could have left our business and gone on a 2-week vacation. I don't think we could have done much more than that. That 2 weeks would have been fine. But now, I mean, an indefinite amount of time. You know, I said a year, but if for a year, you can leave for 10 years.
You know, what I love most about this conversation, one, and this is going to sound terrible, is I hope that someone listening has been like, oh my gosh, if I do not start this, if I do not get this done, like, I hope that this has ripped someone's heart open enough that they are in the emotional spot that they feel the weight, the heavy responsibility, the care for their family and their employees and their customers, that they're literally putting an appointment on their calendar right now to just sit down, brain dump the questions, the thoughts that came from this conversation, a to-do list, people to talk to, and just get started. And you know, I think that that's the big thing is, Darren, you laid out some steps, like what is the first thing to do? Brian said most people are paralyzed from action because they just don't know how to get started. And so I think that if anything, people are going to leave this conversation with what's the next thing to do. And I think that just getting started and, you know, you pull on that thread on your sweater and then it just keeps going and going and going. And I think that's what needs to happen.
Well, Darren, did you say that y'all have a workshop that y'all are doing?
Yes, we do. It's an online thing that you can buy. That's not an online thing, but like a la carte thing that we're creating at OB. And they're almost done with it, but it's a program that as a shop owner, you can go and you can have us come in and help you create your exit plan. If something was to happen to you, your continuity plan.
That's step number one.
So you don't have to be an elite like coaching client to get this. That's awesome.
No.
Brilliant.
Well, it's so needed though, because we keep running into these shop owners and Ginger and I were there. It's something that you're so busy just trying to keep your business going that you forget about dealing with that. And you just get busy, once again, chasing life that you don't take care of those important things. But, you know, that preparation is so important. Something I wanted to share though, that my mom still brings up to this day. So we lost my dad 15 years ago. He had cancer, but we had three brothers and we're all really close. I still work with Chad and my brother Ryan. I talk to him almost daily. It's like, we're still really close, but my dad had collected a few things throughout his life. And my dad sat down with the three of us and divided up these things that all of us, it was important to all of us, you know? And so when he passed away though, there was no fighting. My mom to this day, she still says, I do not want you boys fighting over any of my stuff, any of the things. And she constantly is always asking us about different things. You want this end table? It's like, no, mom, I don't want your end table. Ask Chad. It's a joke between the three brothers because it's like, no, I don't want that, mom. And I'm like, Chad, I know Chad is interested. And it's my mom knows it's a joke between the three of us, but it's still something that my dad would have so much foresight to look ahead and know if these things were important. My mom, once again, she just mentioned this to me recently. She's like, I just love the way that your brothers and you get along so well, because we were asking about something that was family history stuff that was important to our family. And my mom asked us, and I was the one that got it. And I was like, well, yeah, I got that. But we knew that because dad had planned ahead, and we still have these little tags that were on some of the stuff. And it's like, it was that prep work. There was no fighting because the three of us were there and we all agreed on things. And I know I'm a little bit off topic here, but it's that whole planning ahead thing of my brother and I we're as close now as we've ever been. And it's like, there was no division about, well, I don't agree with that. Dad told me that I was going to get that. You know, we had an old tractor, and it's like, and I really wanted this tractor. And so I got the tractor, and Chad, my brother, got that Army military trailer that he always really wanted. And my younger brother, Ryan, got this Jeep. And it's like, all of us had emotional connection to all three of these silly material things, but we all knew this was mine. This was Chad's. This is Ryan's. And we all agreed. And so there's no anger and bitterness. Yes, I wish I had the Jeep. Of course I did, right? But we grew up in that. It's what started the whole four-wheel drive journey for us. But I let that go because I really wanted this tractor. It was that thing with that conversation together, though, you know, and planning ahead. So,
you know, the people who are watching, like, you know, if you're not in that same situation with your siblings, like, you know, if it's going to be a fight when the time comes. So if your parents are still with you, have the talk with them to, like, solidify some of this stuff. And then, you know, if you have, like, give your kids that same gift. There's also something that, you know, I've become fairly passionate about that I think has a lot to do with this. I think that when it comes to the preparation for this stuff, you can eliminate so much of the risk by getting your health in order. When you walk around the trade shows and stuff, this is an unhealthy industry. It's unhealthy in multiple ways. It's unhealthy in, you know, just the way that people take care of themselves, but it's an industry that beats up your body. You know, you're breathing in this toxic stuff in a, you know, shop environment. And like, there's so many ways that it's unhealthy, but there's things that you can do on your end to, you know, make sure that at least make some improvements. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect, but it has gotten to the point where when I go to the industry events, I hurt for what I see, you know, because I used to be 360 pounds. You know, I was 45% body fat or something like that at one point in my life. It has beat the heck out of my body. But I look at, you know, now I'm 200 pounds. I'm 15-16% body fat at this point. And even as much as my body still just hurts, my knees, my feet, my back, all of that from the damage that I've done, I can't imagine how many years I've added on to my life. And this industry needs to get better. Kim was just at an event and the food choices there.
I would say adding to that is it's easy to go to a conference and say, well, this is what I got to eat because this is what they're offering. Brian and I, every time we go to a conference, we DoorDash groceries to our room. We always make sure there's a refrigerator in the hotel room and we bring what we know we're going to need. And yeah, the conference I was just at, I'm not going to call them out, but I'm sure that the event planners, one, they're looking at budget. Two, they're thinking who my audience is, what do they want? But there's got to be a line in giving them what they want and giving them what they need. Because these people attending the conference, they don't have time to leave and get lunch. If their only option is grilled chicken or fish or whatever it might be and some vegetables, well, they're going to eat it. And guess what? I will tell you, I teach an engaging class. I'm not trying to brag, but people love my classes. I'm a good trainer. But when you're teaching after lunch and they just had nothing but carbs,
it's hard to get them to wake up.
I literally had to say to this class, I was like, I hate teaching right after lunch. It's like the worst spot. Y'all are going to wake up because I'm a teacher by trade and I'm going to keep you awake. So let's go. I know that's a whole nother podcast. We could teach a class on it, but I think it's very smart that Brian's bringing that up is you can extend the inevitable by just making healthy, positive choices.
There's a lot of things that we can plan for, but if you haven't taken care of your health and you have a heart attack tonight, guess what? You ain't going into work tomorrow. I'm sorry. You're just not doing it. Your technicians, they can have that car completely torn apart and you have to have that thing back together at the end of the week. If they have a heart attack, that car's not going back together by the end of the week. And you got a serious issue on your hands, you know, as a shop owner.
So you're talking about the recovery.
Well, I'm talking about all of it. It could be death or it could just be an event that takes you out, you know, like you were talking about, you know, an unnamed shop owner that, you know, ended up having to have open heart surgery. He would get on here and talk about this with us. He would have no problem with that. But, you know, I'm not going to say any names or anything, but he is a one-man shop. Like, he is the technician. He just wasn't feeling good, goes to the doctor, gets checked out, and finds out that he's got all these blockages. And basically, his business shut down for like 3 months, maybe 4 months. I don't remember the time period.
It was quite a minute.
Well, you know, we can, especially to the younger people who are in this industry, you can make changes now that can keep that kind of stuff from happening to you.
We're recording this in November, so I don't know if this is going to be evergreen content. I don't know how this is going to ultimately be used, but depending on when it comes out, whether it's right before Christmas, whatever, there's something coming up that you can turn this into a gift for your spouse. You can turn this, you know, it's like, it may sound silly, but for me personally, for Brian to say, hey, I know this sounds really, you know, whatever the word is to describe it, eerie, gory, unfavorable, morbid. Here's what I did for you. I'm giving you a gift of safety, security, stability, peace of mind. Like, there's no greater gift to give someone. And I just think that the people listening to this should be scheduling an appointment right now.
We have a checklist that we do give away that's about creating a continuation plan. We'll give that to everybody who wants one. Just reach out to us at the end of this podcast or webinar, whatever it is the hand decides to do with it. But we'll actually give that away as a resource. We give that away right now, and it's a lighter version of our full continuation plan, but at least gets your brain working, and it tells you all the things to start with. It's a checklist, basically, of what it is. But it's so helpful. That's what we used when Ginger and I first started on it. We got it. We just went down, and it's literally a checklist. It seems huge, but when you start doing it and you start getting into it, God, the universe, whatever it is you believe, helps to open up the doors and gives you more ways to get things accomplished. Puts the right people there to help you. So, Ginger, do you have anything that you wanted to say as we wrap up?
No, I think it's good. A couple of things, like Brian was talking about, our own health. Recently, we've had an employee who hasn't been taking care of his own health. And so I've been trying to encourage him to take care of those things. And yesterday he went to the dentist and he needs to have 4 root canals because he's hasn't been taking care of his teeth. Not only does he need the time to take care of that, but he's like, yeah, I've been living on ibuprofen, Tylenol for months because I've been in so much pain. I think it's important to also check in with our employees because they're part of our business too. They help us on our day-to-day operations, make sure that they're taking care of themselves and encourage them, give them the time they need to go to the doctor and do their checkups and to do those things to help keep your business going. They're just as important as you are as an owner, so make sure that they're being taken care of. And also, my other thought is, I don't like to do things that make me uncomfortable. Darren always has to push me to do things that are uncomfortable. And honestly, this topic is very uncomfortable to me because I don't know anything about it. And if I don't know anything about it, I don't want to have anything to do with it. So like Tim said earlier, just start with something. Just start something. And SOP, like Darren said, just start making those. Every little step will help you get further along. Decide on one thing. Just do one thing and just follow it through and make sure it gets done. It's something we don't know. It's planning for the future and it's important. And you're not doing it, like Kim said, it's not supposed to be morbid. It's not because of death. It's because of love, because you love those around you. You love your business. You love your family. You want them to be taken care of. And so it's important. So do the uncomfortable thing. Push yourself to do that one thing that'll help you to accomplish something. Just do the one thing. That'll be a good start. And don't be afraid to ask questions. You don't know what you don't know. Just start.
Good job, Ginger. Okay. Brian, Kim, do you guys have anything else you want to add before I wrap us up?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot of really good stuff.
I say ditto exactly what Ginger just said.
It's great. Well, Brian and Kim and Ginger, thank you guys for being here with us. Very grateful for your time. Once again, if you guys need marketing help, I always encourage people to do your research and figure out who's a good fit for you. But I recommend them because they've been a good fit for us and our business. And yeah, feel free to reach out to Brian and Kim and Shop Marketing Pros. Really appreciate them being here. And once again, as a friend to you, if you don't have anything in place, just take a step forward. Okay. Send an email to us. We'll send you this continuity checklist, and or you can sign up for the planning. They don't even have an official name for it yet, but it's a continuity planning kit. Let us help you, or reach out to an attorney. I mean, you could even call them out of the phone book, off of Google or ChatGPT or whatever that can help you with that. But make something as a step forward, because you don't want your family to have to deal with the mess when you're gone, you know, or you're out of work or whatever happens. So thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate your time. Brian and Kim, thank you again. Ginger, thanks for
having us on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com or find it in the App Store or on Google Play by searching for Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Thank you again to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. And thank you to our listeners for listening in to this episode. We hope you'll join us again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.